The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Almost 4 years after bats in the eastern United States began to die en masse from a fungus causing what is now called white nose syndrome, there are reports of European bats sporting the white puffs of fungi on their muzzles. However, it doesn't seem to kill the European animals. In eastern Canada and in the United States, as far south as Tennessee, white nose syndrome has been decimating bat populations, with some caves and mines losing 90 to 100% of their bats. In Europe, however, the disease does not appear to be fatal. But comparisons between bats on the two continents won't be easy. For one, though related, the bat species are different in Europe. In addition, we know very little about the immunology of bats and the whole issue of emerging infections in them. But scientists hypothesize that European bats may have co-evolved with the fungus, and so are resistant to it. The fungus is highly invasive, penetrating its victim's top layer of skin or epidermis, causing lesions. Researchers speculate that white nose syndrome may have some similarities to the chytrid fungus, which famously has caused dramatic losses among amphibians and also infects their skin.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.